That's correct. Now you are coming in loud and clear. This is Charles, and looking forward to the connection. Now we are receiving loud and clear. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Well, my opinion is that I think that it would be the press conference that would be the most frightening part. Everything else is very routine. It's done very in a very normal pace, and everything is performed on the dot, on schedule. It's really amazing how routine it has become from the early days. I think it's tasting honey would be a good experiment for the bear. I understand that astronauts complain that their taste buds change during the stay, and it would be good to explore what's causing that. I believe the question was about the patterns of the stars, where they look different. No, they don't. The ISS is not very much further than the Earth, not very much closer to the stars than the Earth, and everything looks, the sky looks very much the same. This is a very, very good question, and the frank answer is that we do not know. And we know that, for example, bones do not grow quite right, and muscles atrophy a little bit in space, and we don't know why. It's because of weightlessness, and I think it'd be growing tissue is a problem, and especially in children, that would be something that we would have to learn much more about. Well, I think the excitement is a little bit like stage fright, and I think that it affects you like stage fright affects you. But otherwise, the only other effect I can say is that blood goes to your head, and your head becomes very big and very full. I think if I had the next mission, I would relax and rest and listen to music. That's not going to happen. We don't have a holiday day here or Sunday on such a short mission. I don't think so. With five other nice bears, I think it's quite a party, and we feel just fine. I think it's the solar arrays. If you look at it, they are about 100 meters long, and they are very slender, and they follow the sun all the time. It's very, very impressive. Well, I will try, but only if there are no clouds. Well, they're very helpful. They put the lights on the ceiling, and if that wouldn't be the case, we really wouldn't know which way is down. I think that a bear would have especially mathematics and engineering. Frank de Wynne, the Belgian astronaut, said that spaceflight is really a mental skill, not a physical skill. Well, think about it. Shooting stars are actually closer to you than to me. We are 200 miles up, and shooting stars burn up about... So you tell me. Well, looking around, they are doing a lot of housekeeping. They are taking inventory. One astronaut is exercising for return to Earth, and a lot of exercise needed because he has been up here for 6 months. And and the other one is working on a computer. Absolutely, that would be a problem if you couldn't, but try to drink water with your head down, and maybe standing on your head, and you can see that you should be able to drink water in weightlessness. Well, airplanes use wings for lift, and there is no air up here. The good news is that we can go very, very fast. That keeps us in orbit. That's a great question, and I think that there's nothing wrong with marmalade, and that's a very convenient food. But bread is a problem because it gets into crumbs, and the crumbs cause problems. So the marmalade is good, but the bread is bad. The signal is breaking up. I believe it's a question about sleeping on the ISS. It's very, very nice to sleep in weightlessness because you don't have to toss and turn. GB4FUN, you are breaking up. Shall we try the backup channel for a second? GB4FUN, are you there? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS calling GB4FUN. GB4FUN, are you there? GB4FUN, are you here? Well, we have the most of this connection. I'm afraid we have lots of signal. I barely hear you, but I thank you too for the help and for the students for the interesting questions.